of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around and it was snorting blood and looked at me and I thought, oh no, here it comes.
All right, animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we may engage in slanderous speculation. What is our animal this morning?
Australia. And that...
What the hell is that?
That is the hissing of a goanna.
What is a guana? Is it like an iguana?
Goanna is a G-O-A-N-N-A. Is any of several Australian monitor lizards, and they say there's about 25 different species of them that live down there. Some of them grow to be about 8 feet. And so this thing, this one and this one in Queensland, is about 4.5 feet long. And the guy that got attacked, the first guy that got attacked, said the reptile was trying to eat his flock of peacocks. He had peacocks in his yard. And this bird, these are carnivorous birds with lizards with huge sharp teeth and claws, and he wanted some peacock for lunch. And so the guy jumps in the middle to try, he says, I try to protect my birds. And so I picked him up by the back of the neck and carried him out arm's length. Remember, this thing's about 4.5 feet long. I walked about 50 meters to let him go, and he threw his tail around my leg, pulled his body to me, and dug all his claws in. I couldn't even walk because he's got one of his back... He had one of his back legs. The hook was right underneath my knee.
So he catches you by wrapping his tail around you. Then you're stuck.
And then he digs his claws into
you. And then he comes in on you.
And then he starts going for the face and throat. That's what they want to do, is get you on the ground, climb on top of you like a tree, and then you end up with the claws in your face, and he starts biting you. The guy says, I'm very lucky I didn't let go of him, because he kind of kept him close enough to him and barrel rolled it so it couldn't, like, start climbing him. And then he says, I'm lucky I didn't let him go or I would have gotten bitten for sure. The paramedic that comes, his wife calls 911 or whatever. The paramedic shows up, leaps into action, and then he gets some too. The lizard said, okay, you can have some. The ambulance officer had to be treated and went to the hospital because of lacerations to his face. They both went to the hospital and got taken care of. They said this comes about a month after another goanna attack. And they say that they're rare, but people should stay away from them because they're very tempered.
You know,
everything in Australia.
All these creatures that we hear about in Australia, you would never just fall asleep in a hammock.
Never.
In your backyard.
Never.
Because there's going to be things that are going to be crawling all over you, biting you.
Eating your pets.
Yes, eating your pets. Would not be safe. You got to have your head on a swivel whenever you're outside in Australia, it seems.
The goanna.